Welcome to the Wednesday night Brain Pickle Pro teleconference live from Lake Wylie, South Carolina, just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm Larry Goins, and our special guest tonight, I am really, really excited about it. Been waiting a long time. We've had this in the works for a long time. And because of both of our busy schedules, we were able to nail down tonight. And I'm really excited to have national speaker, author, coach, trainer, and entrepreneur, the author of The E-Myth and E-Myth Revisited, and more, is Michael Gerber. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thanks, Larry.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I wanted to ask you a question, though.
Sure.
As everybody gave their name, was I supposed to write them all down?
Yeah, there's going to be a pop quiz later.
Okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to be taking notes on that. You know, it's kind of funny. I've been doing this for a little over a year now. We've had people on here from New Zealand, Canada, China, Australia, all over the country and the world, in fact. So it's pretty neat. It really is. And we're really excited to have you on here. I know we're going to run out of lines, and a lot of people are going to want to listen to the replay tomorrow. So we're really excited about that. Why don't you start out and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Michael?
Well, I'm Michael Gerber. I'm the author of 7 books. I call them the E-Myth books. They started out in 1986 with the first E-Myth book, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. The second book, The PowerPoint. The third book, The E-Myth Revisited, again, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. And then The E-Myth Contractor, The E-Myth Physician. My latest book is E-Myth Mastery, The 7 Essential Disciplines for Building a World-Class Company. And accompanying all of that has been my work as an entrepreneur and the founding of my company, E-Myth Worldwide, in 1977. Since 1977, when I built this company to become what I call the McDonald's of small business consulting.
Uh-huh.
Essentially, we've worked with over 52,000 small business owners.
Wow.
In every imaginable industry, doing every imaginable thing in every kind of market in 154 countries throughout the world, and taught them how to turn a business that's a struggle into a business that's a stunning, stunning realization that works without them having to be there all the time.
Wow, that is great. That is really awesome. In fact, most of our listeners on the call tonight are either already small business owners or are in the real estate business, because we have a lot of real estate. In fact, that's primarily what we do. We have a business of buying and selling real estate, and I teach investors how to do that and how to automate their business. And I quote from your book quite a bit, so I'm really excited for you to share a lot of your information tonight with you know, what you do and how you do it, and how people, especially in the real estate business, can automate their business and set up as an entrepreneur. Why don't you start out and tell us, for the listeners that may just be kind of learning now about your information, what is the E-Myth?
The E-Myth is the entrepreneurial myth. Essentially, it says that people who go into business for themselves aren't the entrepreneurs that everybody believes them to be. In fact, there's something quite different. They're what I call technicians suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure. In other words, the guy who sells real estate decides that because he knows how to sell real estate, he can now build a real estate business.
Right.
A guy who's a cardiologist believes that because he knows how to do the work of a cardiologist, he can build a world-class cardiology business.
Right.
The cook opens up a restaurant, the carpenter becomes a contractor, and on and on and on and on, each of them suffering from what I call the fatal assumption.
Uh-huh.
And that is, because I know how to do the work, I know how to build a business that does that work. And it's, in fact, the assumption that kills most businesses.
Wow, that's amazing, because the technician thinks if they can do the work, they can run a business themselves.
Exactly. They go to work in the business, what I call doing it, doing it, doing it, busy, 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 wearing all the hats, only one of which barely fits, and in the process create a business which isn't really a business, but a job, depending completely upon the owner.
You're absolutely right. In fact, you have a line that I quote a lot, and about if you want to go to work in a business, get a job with somebody else's business.
Yep. And, you know, you say that, and we say that, and I've been saying that for close to 30 years now since I started my company, eMyth Worldwide. And despite saying it over and over and over again, people who have started their own, in quotes, business,
right,
which in the best terms is what I'd call a practice, not a business, and I'll talk about the difference later, but they absolutely believe that it's all going to work out. In other words, they love being on their own. They love doing it on their own. They love not having to answer to anybody else. And they absolutely believe that all of the problems they're having today are going to go away in somehow the future. It'll be somehow different. And the reality is it won't. The light at the end of the tunnel, you know, is a train coming this way.
Right, right.
The fact of the matter is it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And it always, always, always gets worse, unless you're lucky. And, of course, there's no accounting for luck. And because there's no accounting for luck, there's no ability to produce good luck. There's only, if it shows up, hopefully you'll recognize it.
Right. It's kind of like in your book, you say, see the young woman baking pies, and then see the young woman start a business baking pies, and then see the young woman become an old woman.
You got it. And man, I'm telling you, it goes on and on and on, Larry, and it is a tragedy of monumental proportions.
Absolutely.
And the beauty of it is it doesn't have to be that way.
Wow. Well, why do you think the E-Myth has meant so much to the readers and to business owners?
Well, I go around the world and meet small business owners everywhere I speak, and I speak continuously. I'll be in Canada starting tomorrow. I was just back from the UK. I'll be in Australia in 2 weeks.
Wow.
I'm around the world doing it. And you might say, like a technician suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure, but the reality is the talking I do is not a business, it's a job.
Right.
I know it's a job.
Right.
Understand, it's an enormously well-paying job, but it's not what I do in the main. What I've done is to build a company that is growing faster than you can imagine over 30 years to become the largest company of its kind in the world, and I only spend 3 hours a month as the chairman of the board in that company.
Wow.
So hear me, I spend 3 hours a month validated, 3 hours a month as the chairman of the board in the board meeting of my company, and the company grows and goes without me having to be there whatsoever, but I built it that way from the very beginning. And I built it according to the E-Myth principles that we then, in the company, teach our clients to do in their company. And so I'm continuously hearing from small business owners when they read my book, when they hear my message, when they hear me speak, they say, my God, Michael, you're talking about me. It's like you're following me around in my business. You know exactly what I do every day. It's eerie to feel that. So it's very, very, very personal, Larry.
Right.
They know I'm not an academician. They know I'm not a high and mighty. They know I'm not a guy from up there or outside of small business. I'm a guy who's done it from the very, very beginning at the grassroots level, learning as I go with a passion to figure out what in the world is wrong with so many small businesses, so much that 90% of all the million businesses that will start in this United States this year, a million plus new businesses every single year.
Wow.
Why is it that 900,000 of them will be out of business before they reach their 10th anniversary?
Wow.
So obviously something is desperately, desperately wrong. And it's what is desperately, desperately wrong, and my answer to that, that endears my books and the work we do so much to people who own and operate their own business.
Uh-huh.
Because they know that we know.
Yeah, because you get so many of them, like you said, that said, hey, Michael, you're talking to me.
Exactly. You're talking to me. You're talking to me. That's absolutely it. And that's the answer to your question. You're talking to me. So what do I do about it?
Really?
Yeah.
Really. How did you come up with this whole idea of the E-Myth?
Well, I was asked by a close friend of mine who owned a small ad agency to visit with him and one of his clients, a small high-tech firm in Silicon Valley, to see why this guy was having difficulty converting the leads my friend's ad agency was creating for him into sales. And I said to my friend, whose name happened to be then and still is Ace, I said, Ace, what in the world could I possibly do with your friend? I don't know anything about business, and I certainly don't know anything about high tech. And Ace said to me, well, don't worry about it, Michael. You know more than you believe you do. Just come with me, meet the guy, and let's see what happens. So I said, okay, what did I have to lose? So he introduced me to Bob, the owner of this small high-tech firm. And he said to both of us, Bob, Michael, look, I got to take off for about an hour. Why don't you two guys get to know each other? I'll come back and I'll pick Michael up and have fun. So Bob's sitting there looking at me, and I'm looking at Bob. I didn't say anything. Bob finally said, so, Michael, what do you know about my business? And I said, nothing, Bob. And he said, well, what do you know about our products? And I said, less than that, Bob. And he said, Michael, if you don't know anything about my business and you don't know anything about my products, you certainly don't know anything about my customer, how in the world can you possibly help me? And I said, I haven't a clue, Bob. But Ace believes I can. You like Ace. I like Ace. So what have we got to lose? We've got an hour to kill.
Yeah.
Let's find out. And so I began to ask Bob questions, and I started with the assumption, two assumptions. First of all, that I didn't know anything about business because I knew I didn't. And second, that he did know something about business because he owned one. Well, Larry, by the time I was done with that conversation, both of those assumptions were turned on their ear. First of all, I discovered I did know something about business that I didn't know. I knew that selling is a system. I absolutely knew it because I'd learned it. I'd learned it when I was selling encyclopedias as a kid. I learned it when I was selling cameras door to door. I learned it. Every single place I went, somebody kept and continuously went back to that fact that selling is a system, and if selling is a system, all you need to do is to learn how to be a master of that system. Let me show you how it works. Let me show you how it works, and so forth and so forth and so on. The second thing I discovered is that Bob didn't know most of what he needed to know to run his business, because every question I'd ask him, he'd give me an anecdotal answer. That means not factual, but storified.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell, well, it's like this. Well, it's sort of like that. Well, I think it's, or well, I'm not sure, but, and so forth and so forth and so forth. He didn't know. And that inaugurated my career as a business consultant. I went to work with Bob and his business to build a turnkey selling system. Now understand, I didn't know anything about the product, I didn't know anything about the customer, I didn't know anything about the business, but the fact of the matter is, I could learn those things. And I could, and I did, by asking questions. And in the process of asking the questions, it became obvious to me what the selling system was. And I built it, and guess what happened? Sales went up.
Wow.
Well, the minute sales went up, I discovered another problem. He didn't have a production system. I guess he didn't expect to get any sales. And he didn't have a management system. And he didn't have a cash flow management system. And he didn't have an administrative management system. He didn't have any system for almost anything that he did there other than the system by which the product was made. He knew the product. Unfortunately, he didn't know the business. And so we went about the process of inventing a new business for Bob, and in that process, I also got client number two, client number three, client number seven, and I began to see that this was not just Bob's problem. This was everybody's problem. It was like I walked into these businesses, and it was like they'd all bought a jigsaw puzzle and thrown all the pieces on the floor, but didn't save the cover of the box. What's on the cover of a jigsaw puzzle box? A picture of the puzzle.
Right.
You don't have the picture, you don't know where to put the pieces. It's incredibly difficult. And what I discovered is there was no picture of the completed business in any one of those businesses, and I discovered that over and over and over again, Larry, continuously with the over 52,000 clients we've worked with at Myth Worldwide. There is no picture of the finished business. There is no vision. There is no clarity of purpose, clarity of vision, clarity of mind. And therefore, there were no systems in order to manifest that vision in a way that worked. Well, what happened next is I walked into McDonald's to get a hamburger, and I suddenly had my major epiphany. My major epiphany was, this is what a real business looks like. Wow. And Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, wasn't anywhere to be found. Understand, he was back in Des Plaines, Illinois.
Right.
I was walking through one in Santa Clara, California.
Right.
I could have walked through one in San Mateo, in name the city, and I would have discovered exactly the same thing. Here's this little turnkey money machine working in the hands of kids at minimum wage with a 300% turnover annually.
Wow.
And you got to say to yourself, so what is this? What did he do? He had a vision. He went to work on McDonald's, not in McDonald's, to create a perfect turnkey operating system. And I'll guarantee you, 99% of the people who want to become real estate investors haven't a clue about going to work on their company to build a company that works without them.
That's true. I'll agree with that 100%, because most of them are out there. They're doing their own deals, making their own offers, working in the business. And the sad part is they're too busy working in their business to work on the business.
Yep. At least they think so, Larry.
Yeah, exactly. They're too busy now working in their business instead of working on the. And the neatest thing about what you're sharing, Michael, is it doesn't make any difference whether it's real estate, bacon pies, a restaurant business, or whatever it is. The principles work the same, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, Larry, we have worked at eMyth with every single kind of business you can imagine. Every single business that exists in any town that any of the people listening in live in. Right now, right today, whether it's a retail business, a wholesale business, a professional services business, a commercial services business, a manufacturing business, on and on and on and on, we have worked with every single one of them, and the principles of eMyth that we have developed can be applied and have been applied over and over and over again successfully to any company and every company you can imagine. So you said it, they're universal principles, they're universal laws of behavior. And anyone, and this is the point I'm trying to make and have been making for over 30 years, anyone can learn how to do this, Larry. Anyone.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. That is great, Michael. Can you tell us a little bit? I know you mentioned briefly about eMyth Worldwide and how you only spend a few hours a month as the chairman. And can you share with us a little bit more about your company, eMyth Worldwide?
Well, yeah, it's located in Santa Rosa, California. We are the largest company of our kind in the world. We call ourselves a business development firm. We're coaching, training, consulting, teaching company for people who wish to start their own business or people who own their own business, whether that be very, very small, sole proprietorship, or on up to several hundred employees, the category I would call small business. So we specialize in the improvement, development of small businesses by transforming the way the owners, the founders of those businesses think about everything they do. So we essentially have built a system through which we train our coaches, our consultants, our trainers, our teachers, how to train, coach, teach, etc., our small business clients through the utilization of a whole set of turnkey processes that we have built to do every single thing that has to be done in any kind of business. Whether that be recruitment, whether that be selling, whether that be lead generation, lead conversion, client fulfillment, finance, marketing, management, money, anything and everything that anybody listening in today absolutely needs to master in order to build what I'm referring to as a world-class company, eMyth has built the system to do that. When we started this out, The driver was, I said at the very beginning of my company, I'm going to build a McDonald's of small business consulting. I'm going to build a turnkey expert system that would enable me to hire relative novices in business to teach, to train, to coach, to consult with a small business owner to help him or her improve their skills and their understanding to apply those skills and understanding in building a beautifully turnkey operating system for their company. And in the process of building that turnkey operating system, they're going to be able to find the freedom they can't possibly find doing it the way they're doing it. So our business changes the way people think. And we believe, I believe completely in this premise that how we think is what we do. If I think people are difficult to work with, believe me, they will be difficult to work with. If I believe money's hard to get, believe me, money will be very, very difficult to get. If I believe that nobody really cares about producing results, I will absolutely guarantee you that's the problem you're going to have with the people you hire. They're not going to care to produce results. It's all absolutely verifiable that our business is a perfect operating system of what we believe to be true. So what do? Fix the business first? No, you fix the owner first. You change the way he or she thinks about everything. That's why the book, The E-Myth Revisited, is the first step in the process of transforming the way our prospective clients think. Everybody, we say, read the book, or listen to a seminar, or listen to me talk. But get it. This is so simple. Your job is not to build a business that depends upon you. Your job is to build a company that's independent of you. Because you have not created a people-dependent system, you've created a systems-dependent company. How we do it here is more important than who. So write that down, everybody listening in. How we do it here is more important than who. See Starbucks. See McDonald's. See Federal Express. How we do it here is more important than who. You don't know the name of the guy at FedEx, nor do you even need to know the name of the guy at FedEx, as long as it gets there by 10 o'clock.
That's all that matters.
And it gets there at 10 o'clock every single time simply because the system gets it there at 10 o'clock. So you ask yourself the question, yeah, but Michael, we're in a very personal business. We're in a very person-to-person. We're in this, we're in that. But the cardiologist would say the same thing. The psychologist would say the same thing. The artist, the musician would say the very same thing. And every single one of them have learned that, in fact, that belief is what's keeping them from growing, keeping them from going where they could go, keeping them from doing what they could do. And every single time, whether it be an orthodontist, whether it be a dentist, whether it be a whatever, begins to apply the E-Myth principles and tools that we have developed in their practice, in their medical practice, in their legal practice, in their accounting practice, in their real estate practice, no matter what it might be, the practice becomes transformed, getting it ready to grow into a business. It's astonishing to see, Larry.
Wow, that's awesome. I guess what you're really saying is, to boil it down, is the true product of a business is the business itself, like you say in your book, E-Myth.
Absolutely. Because understand, the real win in creating a company is when you get to sell it.
Yeah.
Understand, if your business is your most important product, and that's to an entrepreneur, not to a technician suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure, because he wouldn't get that. But an entrepreneur will get it. I'm going to work on my business to build a business that everybody wants to buy. And in the process of building that business, I know from day one, the value of my business is directly conditional upon the value of my intellectual property. IP, that's what it's called today. IP, not hard assets, but soft assets.
Wow.
The soft assets are where the money is.
Wow.
Larry, your IP, the knowledge you have and share with your students, with your clients, with the people who listen to you and learn from you, et cetera, and so forth, is the greatest single value that you possess in your company. So improving that IP and then improving the system through which you deliver that IP to differentiate you from everybody else is where the true value of your company is, and that's the biggest, biggest, biggest tragedy for everybody who starts their own small business. They have no understanding of going to work on their business to build the intellectual property of their business, which is where the true value lies.
Wow.
Understand, it's even more valuable than real estate, for God's sakes. Because it's unique. And it is generates continuous cash flow. And that ability to create continuous cash flow at will is the power of creating a stunningly original and effective company.
Wow.
And that's why when we teach this to people, the return on their investment is immense.
Wow.
A small business owner who enrolls in our eMyth Mastery program finds and discovers immediately that their company's equity increases, their bottom line increases, their top line increases, and most of all, they're working less and producing more.
It opens your eyes to a whole new way of looking at business itself.
It absolutely does, Larry, and that's why entrepreneurship is so exciting. Because entrepreneurship is the act of creating. And the act of creating, if we're born in the image of God, as it said, and I have no reason to doubt it, then we're born to create. And if we're born to create, what more powerful thing to learn than how to create something that lives apart from me? Something that lives apart from me, that is productive, that is an economic engine, that creates jobs, that creates opportunities for people to learn and to grow, that touches customers and investors and suppliers in a way that transforms their financial reality, their emotional, mental, spiritual reality. Suddenly you begin to understand the power of the entrepreneur in any economy. And that's why America is so absolutely powerful and profound, because it's a nation of entrepreneurs.
Wow. That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. I'm sure there are more businesses in the United States than anywhere, isn't there, in America?
Well, In actual truth, more businesses, yes. The fact of the matter is, for example, just got a statistic from Australia, and if you take 100% of the firms listed as small businesses or businesses in Australia, you'll find that 67% of them are sole proprietorships.
Wow.
Single-person businesses.
Uh-huh.
In the United States, that is 69% of the companies in the United States are single-person companies. Think about that. No employees.
Wow.
I just saw a statistic. It happened to be about Hispanic business here in Sonoma County, where I live,
uh-huh.
in California. And it said the greatest single cause of new businesses in Sonoma County are Hispanics. Hispanics start four times as many companies here. It said, though, that close to 90% of the Hispanic-owned companies in the United States are sole proprietors. One guy going to work every day. What do you call that? You call that a job.
Yeah.
Think about this. What if each and every one of those people could learn how to create a company that could employ three more people?
Wow.
Think about the power of that.
Really? But here you go off to work. If you're a one-person company, you have a job, and like you say in your books, and you're working for a lunatic.
Right. You are. You're working for a lunatic. Everybody on the phone understand you're working for a lunatic, and the lunatic is you. Don't take that personally.
I thought that was so funny, though. I like that. Touch on, if you will, I know you talk about mature companies, but they didn't start out, or they actually did start out that way. They didn't end up as mature companies. They actually started out with that in mind.
Yeah, I talk about the stages of growth of a company, and actually it's kind of misleading. The first stage is called infancy.
Uh-huh.
And an infancy business are all those people I was talking about who own sole proprietorships. In other words, it's a single person working for himself out of his home, out of her home, doing it, busy.
Right.
Infancy.
Uh-huh.
The next stage is adolescence. That person is going to work and getting sales and getting busy, and pretty soon he or she begins to realize they can't do that all alone. In other words, for whatever reason, they're growing. People like them.
Right.
People like what they sell them. And so they suddenly have the need for help. What kind of help does a technician suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure get?
Uh-huh.
To somebody to do the work he loves to do? Don't be ridiculous. Somebody who does the work he hates to do. What somebody? Another technician. So technicians hire technicians to do work they don't want to do. That's what creates an adolescent company. As an adolescent company grows, as more and more people are added to that adolescent company, because technicians suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure, called 99% of all people who own their own small business, thinks that the answer to more work is more people. So they hire somebody to do the work. And they hire somebody with experience to do the work. So you don't hire a novice who has no experience as a bookkeeper. You hire somebody who has experience as a bookkeeper. Obviously, that makes sense. And the bookkeeper goes to work. And suddenly there's you and the bookkeeper, and you're busy. The bookkeeper doesn't have much to do. You get this great idea, and you turn to your bookkeeper and say, Harry, listen, while you're not doing the books, could you answer the phone? Sure, boss, why not? Now, Harry is doing the books and answering the phone. Pretty soon, you realize that was a great idea. Heck, Harry isn't doing the books and answering the phone all the time. While he's not doing the books and answering the phone, maybe he could wait on customers. Harry, while you're not doing the books and answering the telephone, could you wait on customers? Sure, boss, why not? And then it goes like that. So Harry ends up, by the time we're done, doing everything his boss is doing. And they're both going crazy. And Harry says to the boss, I got to go out and get some help. And the boss says, don't bother me, just do it. And Harry hires one kid, hires a second kid, hires a third kid, and until it hits the fan, nobody knows what's going on. And all this is going on in an adolescent company, and that's why it feels like your company is driving you crazy. When you have three people, four people, six people, it's driving you crazy because nothing seems to work the way it's supposed to work, the way it used to work when you did it. That's why most people who own their own small business say to me, Michael, look, my problem is I can't find good people. People are a problem. They come in late, they go home early, and they're smoking dope at lunch. How come I can't find great people? And the reality is it has nothing to do with finding great people. You've created an adolescent company and broken every rule in growing your company that you needed to truly understand and abide with full integrity. You've broken every rule. You didn't build a system, you hired somebody with experience. You didn't build a system for somebody without experience to learn and to master. You hired somebody with experience, not knowing what he knows, because, of course, that's why you hired him. He's going to do the work you don't like to do, not the work you do like to do. And the reason you don't like to do that work is because you don't really know how to do that work. And so you're now abdicating accountability for your company. And what happens to most adolescent companies is many stay in chaos till their term. They end up, they go out of business, or you get rid of it, however you do that, or they get small again.
Yeah, they go so back.
Infancy businesses go to adolescence, and then they shrink down and get small, and then they grow up, and they get adolescent, and then you grow back to small again, and finally you tie a knot in the son of a gun and say, I ain't going to do that anymore. I'm not happy with all these people. Besides, I can't pay me if I'm paying them, and all the excuses and reasons. And the reality is, Larry, the only reason that happens is because we did it wrong. It's so simple. We did it wrong, and there is a right way to do it.
Wow.
A mature company is Dell Computer. A mature company is Starbucks. A mature company is Walmart. A mature company, and you say, oh, you mean I have to create a big company for it to be a mature company? No, they started out as big companies. They started out as a mature company. They started out as systems thinkers. They started out on business number one. They started out just like Ray Kroc did on the franchise prototype. He didn't go to work in McDonald's. He didn't make a hamburger, didn't make a french fry, didn't make a malted. He went to work on McDonald's to build the perfect operating system through which those fundamental tasks would be done in a world-class way and in the hands of kids at minimum wage. Think about it.
That's amazing to me.
Producing those results.
Really? That's amazing. You're talking about a business that cost hundreds of a franchise, and it's run by teenagers.
You got it. Isn't that amazing?
It really is.
It's run by novices. The CEO of that company rose from the line, making hamburgers, doing the work at the bottom of the business, doing it and mastering it and growing to the top of the business. Most of the management at McDonald's got their experience and their knowledge at the bottom of the business in the operating store. That's where they learned how to become a master of the system, and that's how they got where they are in that extraordinary company, because they mastered it. They learned how to be systems thinkers. That's so, so critical for anybody listening in to write down. They learned how to be systems thinkers. So all of this stuff, you got to understand, Larry, I learned at the grassroots level. I learned this by experience. I learned this by going to work in my business while I went to work on my business, going to work on my business while I worked in my business, building a system and replacing myself with somebody else who became a master of that system so I could move up to the next level of the business, build a system so that I could replace myself with somebody who could become a master of that system to give me the opportunity to move on up again and on up again and on up again. I built my company from the ground up, and every single person I told this to when I was doing it told me I was nuts. They told me, you can't do that, Michael. Can't do that in the consulting business, my God, because consulting is very, very sophisticated. It takes very, very, very sophisticated people. And I said, no, it doesn't. In fact, if it does, then I know I'm going to fail, because my intent is to be able to be successful with ordinary people producing extraordinary results using an extraordinary system that we designed for exactly that reason.
Wow, that's great. It's almost like you say, because most businesses and most, I guess, entrepreneurs or most business owners, they are people dependent, and what you're saying is people don't have anything to do with it. It's the system you put into place.
Yeah, well, it's actually several things, but the ground understanding of this, and understand we've applied this, we've researched this, we've done this over and over and over and over and over again. We beat this sucker to death over 30 years. This is not Jackie come lately. This is not a new idea. I can point to 1,000 companies for whom what I'm describing is absolutely the religion there. They believe this, they operate this, they do this, and they happen to be the most successful companies in the world. So you don't need Michael Gerber to tell you this. All you need to do is to go visit Walmart or go study Walmart for a week and look at what's happened. That company went from a single operating store in the middle of nowhere to becoming the largest company in the world. Do you hear me? Selling products that you can buy anywhere you look.
Wow.
Think about it. Selling products you can buy everywhere.
And they are everywhere, too.
And they are everywhere. They will open up 300 new Walmarts in China this year.
Wow, I did not know
that. Think about that. Think about it. It's beyond belief. A simple concept that operates with such extraordinary mastery. The ability to produce a consistent result over and over and over again, and understanding to build a brand.
Wow, that's amazing. That is.
And anybody can learn to do this, Larry. Anybody, because we have taught anybody, a lot of them, and they're all over the world succeeding simply because we transformed the way they think about everything they do and got them started on the right track.
Wow, that's amazing. Michael, I know you started a new venture called In the Dreaming Room. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, yeah, I'm getting so bored, Larry. I mean, the reality is, you got to understand, this is my 70th year on this earth.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so this is my 70th year on this earth.
Wow.
And I built this this extraordinary company and have touched the lives of millions of people. And I'm still sitting here with this urge inside of me to create. The urge to create possesses me. I have a passion for creating. Creating means creating something new, creating something never done before, just as with E-Myth Worldwide. When I took on E-Myth Worldwide, because I was ignorant about business, because I was ignorant about building a business, because I was ignorant about what it took to build a business, it took me a lot longer than I could ever have imagined it would have taken to build that business. Understand the problem. The problem was, we were going to provide coaching to every kind of business imaginable in every country in the world where there are businesses, selling every kind of product in every kind of way, every single component of every single business, from marketing to management to finance to lead. In other words, we're going to become the holistic answer to every single person who ever wanted to go into business, solve everybody's problem. People with no money, people with no time, people who can't find and keep good customers, people who don't know how to train and hire or recruit and do this with people, people with all kinds of blemishes in the way they do what they do. We presumed that we're going to build a company that would solve that problem. Everybody told me I was out of my mind, and effectively, if you really think about it, I probably was. But it was that passion for solving this problem, for figuring this out, for putting the pieces together that caused me to do that. Well, I've done it, and now I'm out of it. The business is growing. I've got a senior management team who grow it. It's improving. It's getting better every minute, every year. It's doing business with bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger companies like the Allstates and the Ace Hardwares and the State Farms and the Ameriprises, companies who obviously have agents and stores and franchisees, et cetera, and so forth, each of whom knows that they've got to teach their franchisee how to go to work on their business, not just in their business, and there's nobody who knows how to do that like E-Myth does. So our whole world is exploding. But as that's happening, I've got all of this creative juice flowing. I want to create. I want to create. And so one thing compelled me, and that was that I had never figured out how to create a turnkey way any kind of business I decided I wanted to create. I wanted to go in the business of inventing new businesses. And I decided to do that and have inaugurated that business. That's not a formal business yet. It's sitting here, as we say, in the dreaming room. It's being moved forward. I talk about it every day. That business is not the dreaming room. That business is called Infinite Options, inventing new businesses to transform people worldwide. It's beyond personal growth. The first business of Infinite Options, the first business Infinite Options is creating, is in the Dreaming Room. And I launched my first 2.5-day Dreaming Room event. I call them an intensive, that I do myself. I'm actually doing these events. I'm leading these events. I'm the chief dreamer in these events. I did my first one in December of last year, December 7th, 8th, and 9th. We had 22 people in that event. I'll never have it more than 35 people in any of these intensives. Did the first one. And what I said at the very beginning of that first one, when I'm done in the next year and a half, I will build a turnkey system to teach people how to dream and how to turn those dreams into reality in the form of a business that works better than any other. I'm going to do the one thing that at E-Myth we have not done. For whatever reason, I'm not blaming us for not doing it. We have not taught people how to dream. And the biggest single problem we have with our clients is they don't have a dream. They don't have a vision. Not one that's bigger than life, that is. Most of them come to us to fix their problem. In other words, they're so exhausted from doing it, they just want to be able to get out from that business maybe a day a week. They just want to be able to have money left at the end of the month. They want to have profit. They want to have a return on investment. They want to have the simple pleasures of life that they thought they would have when they started their business in the first place and learned that they, in fact, have to just work for, grind it out, like Ray Kroc said, for the rest of their life. I said to myself, there's a better way, and then I've got to teach them how to dream. So the Dreaming Room is the Dreaming Room Project, in which when I'm done, there will be dozens of Dreaming Room facilitators around the world holding Dreaming Room events, teaching people, coaching people, getting inside people's heads to show them where the dream is. Let me show you where the dream is. Let me show you where the dream is. Let me show you where the dream is, to awaken the entrepreneur within, which then goes to say that that's my next book as well. So when I'm done with this project, having gone to work in the Dreaming Room while I'm going to work on the Dreaming Room, I'll build a turnkey Dreaming Room system that will be established worldwide to create a world of dreamers who know how to intentionally dream to create something vibrant, alive, bigger than life in their life. And I'm saying anybody can do that. At the end of that, Larry, is a new book. And I just signed with Doubleday to write three more books, the first of which is called In the Dreaming Room, Awakening the Entrepreneur Within. And that'll be published in the fall of 2007. Wow. By the time that's done, I'll have a turnkey documented system for the Dreaming Room. I'll have facilitators putting on Dreaming Rooms around the world. The book's going to come out, and I'm going to be able to send all those readers into Dreaming Rooms. Big, 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 big business. The second book is called The Most Successful Small Business in the World, and it's a parable. And the third book is called The Five Essential Skills of Extraordinary People. And behind each of them is a venture. So I'm creating new businesses as we speak, and who knows when I'm going, but I'll tell you, I'm the go with a smile on my face, Larry.
That is great, Michael. I love this Dreaming Room concept. That is awesome. I have never, ever heard anything about anything like this. This is just amazing. It gives people an opportunity to expand and just imagine what their life could be like and what the possibilities are.
Absolutely. And understand, it's not daydreaming. You know, people are not going to be sitting there smoking dope. People are not going to be in there just, you know, lollygagging around. This is intense. In fact, if anybody wants to really, really get a feeling for it, and you get a small feeling for it, you can send them, Larry, to meetmichaelgerber.com.
Uh-huh.
Meetmichaelgerber.com. And www, like that, meetmichaelgerber.com, and you get a sense of what happens in a Dreaming Room because they're streaming videos of Dreaming Rooms that I've done.
Oh, that's great.
Little snippets of it.
That's great. And I know you're going to give some people an opportunity to sign up. In fact, we have some information on our website about that where they can actually sign up there as well. And as we get into this, I'll go ahead and give people the website. They can read that as
Super.
Well. We've got at www.brainpickapro.com, www.brainpickapro.com. There's a picture of Michael there and a brief description. Then you click on the link for more information. We have an entire page with all the information, and you have some dates coming up for the Dreaming Room and all the detailed information about that. But the website you just gave, Michael, they can go and actually see a sample of it, right?
You got it, yes. And this is the instruction. If you go to meetmichaelgerber.com, don't register on that website. Do not register on that website. You go into a completely different system. What you want to do is you want to go there just to get a taste of the Dreaming Room, a little bit more about me, then go back to Larry's website so that you can actually sign on. So do that, and you'll be glad you did.
That's great, because you're offering us, actually, we've got a couple things here. Tell us a little bit more about it first. They can go to the websites and check it out, but tell us a little bit more about the Dreaming Room and how somebody can, you know, not only take advantage of it, but what all it's going to entail.
Well, it's really very simple. If you find that I'm credible at all, Larry, if anybody listening in thinks, my God, Michael must know something, and he's in his 70s, he just started, So, you know, it's not going to last forever. You know, another 40 years maybe he'll be around.
There you go.
So I really, 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 really better get into his face. I mean, he's got something I want to learn. If anybody who's listening in believes that, and of course, if you don't believe that, that's fine. But Michael's got something he can teach me. Well, I'm going to be doing this Dreaming Room only for the balance of the year. I'm doing it in the UK, I'm doing it in Australia, I'm going to Vancouver tomorrow to do it, I'm doing it in Sonoma County, I'm doing it in Orlando, I'm doing it in Dallas, I'm doing it in Houston, I'm doing it, as I go to work on the Dreaming Room to build the perfect system through which I could then select Dreaming Room facilitators to teach this system to. My intent is to get out of the Dreaming Room and to go back to my own Dreaming Room, Infinite Options, where I'm creating new companies beyond belief. That's my work. That's what I'm here to do. I want to teach you how to do the very same thing. Hear me. Everybody on the phone, I want to teach you how to do the very same thing. Nobody knows how to do what I'm going to teach you in the Dreaming Room. First of all, I'm going to show you who you are, how you think. I've got a process that I'll take you through. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just simply telling you, you can't hide. I tell you, when you come to the Dreaming Room, all you need to bring with you is a blank piece of paper and beginner's mind. A blank piece of paper and beginner's mind. Don't come with any expectations other than you're going to spend 2.5 days intense, very intimate, very, very, very exciting days with me and with 34 other dreamers. And understand, these people are going to blow your mind. You're going to hear stuff. You're going to see stuff. You're going to relate to people. The people who come to the Dreaming Room spend huge amounts of time after the Dreaming Room just talking with each other, jazzing each other, being inspired by each other, because they suddenly have been released. They got all this energy inside, just dying to create, and it's all being consumed by the tyranny of routine, working for a living. And I'm simply saying you're costing yourself, depriving yourself of the magic, the extraordinary wonder of creative energy that bursts out of you. And as you begin to experience that and to see this in this little exercise of how you organize your life and what your beliefs, attitudes, and opinions are, you'll be astonished. That happens early on in the Dreaming Room. And then the next 2 days, we go to work on your life, not in your life, to pursue the living opportunities, the true opportunities, the ones that you're not seeing because you're so busy seeing problems instead. I teach you how to look at opportunities every place there's a problem. In fact, I say, we're going to turn your single biggest problem, which we will identify in the Dreaming Room, into your single greatest opportunity. How can you do that, Michael? How can you promise to do that, Michael? It's very, very simple. I'm a genius. I don't know what to say. It just happens. It speaks through me. I can't stop it. It's absolutely amazing. So I'm saying that the Dreaming Room is alive, exciting, passionate, convincing. As every person says when they leave, I didn't know I had it in me. I didn't realize I had that much energy. I came in exhausted. I left with such power. And it wasn't because Michael Gerber gave it to me. It was because Michael Gerber released it in me. It's waiting to be released. That's the entrepreneur within. I'm saying that that's where the action is. That's where the life force is. That's where the juice is. That's where the money is. That's where the creativity is, the joy is, and every single thing that we are depriving ourselves of because we're working so hard.
Wow, that's amazing, Michael. That's awesome. You're getting me fired up.
Well, you gotta come, Larry.
I gotta come. I mean, and you have some date. We have some dates here on our website, but it sounded like you mentioned a few more we don't have here. But when people sign up at www.brainpickapro.com, they'll get these. That we have 4 dates in Texas, and then one coming up this weekend, actually in Vancouver. But it sounded like you had some more dates as well. Is that true?
Yes, we have a date. Right now confirmed, and you can get that date, Larry, and put it on your website, in Sonoma, California.
Uh-huh.
So we have a date in Sonoma, California. We have the dates in Dallas and Houston, and we have several more dates coming up, Larry, in May. So understand there'll be plenty of dates for people to pick from.
Right.
Nobody's going to be able to say, well, I can't go because. Hear me, I'm in my 70th year. You've heard the energy I've got. I'm not getting tired doing this. I don't get tired doing the Dreaming Room. If anything, when I get done after 2.5 days, and understand those days are from 9 to 6 on Saturday, 9 to 6 on Sunday, and 6 to 10 on Friday night, when I get done with that, I'm just started. The juice just keeps on building. This is not something you run out of. It's your gift. God gave you this gift to create. Our problem is we don't use it.
Yeah.
We only use it to solve problems. And the reality is, everybody listening to me, your problems will never, ever, ever go away. The only way to shift that is to pursue opportunities. And the minute you begin to understand the difference between seeking out opportunities as opposed to continually dealing with problems, you'll understand why it is you expend so much energy in wrong work.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, Michael, it's also important, I think, to let the listeners know, you limit this to a maximum of 35 people. Now, as world-renowned as you are, I know all these things fill up fast, but it's the kind of people that are going to be there that you're going to network with, that you're going to learn with, that you're going to grow with, and I'm sure you have people that build relationships with each other over time just by having gone to these events. I mean, do you have some examples of somebody who's participated in the Dreaming Room and what their results were?
Absolutely. A woman, in fact, her business is not more than 30 minutes from where I live. I never met her, didn't know her, didn't even know who she was when she signed up for the Dreaming Room, but she was an e-myth fanatic. She truly believes in e-myth. In fact, so much so that this woman has built the largest construction firm of her kind in the state of California. Now think about that. The largest construction firm of her kind in the state of California. But when she came into the Dreaming Room, her biggest single problem was she doesn't trust. And so she's never been able to delegate, truly, truly, truly delegate to a growing team of world-class managers using a world-class management system. So she came in with all the reasons why she couldn't do that. In other words, every time she did it, it didn't work. Every time she did it, it didn't work. She went on and on and on about that. Well, let me tell you that by the time she was ready to leave, she absolutely got it. And there's a snippet about this on that website I told you about, Larry, that she absolutely got it, that she has created a prison for herself. And because of her point of view, her need to believe that she will never be able to find anybody as good as she is, her need to believe that has created a prison that keeps her there in that company, constantly dealing with the very same problems. When she left the Dreaming Room, she called her company, true story, she can validate this, and took off for 30 days.
Wow.
Left the company for 30 days in the hands of one of her managers with 6 instructions that they could not violate. A little handbook with 6 rules in it. We developed the rules in the Dreaming Room. She came back, and the business was happier and better than it had ever been. 30 days off. Never even took 2 weeks off before. Couldn't do it.
That's amazing.
She trusted enough with the energy and the commitment and the zeal she discovered inside of herself that if I've got to be there every single day, doing it, no matter how successful my company is, I'm going to shut this sucker down. I'm not going to do that anymore. I got a life to live. Well, that takes courage.
Yeah.
So courage is a byproduct of the Dreaming Room and dreaming. intentionally. I call it, by the way, Larry, intentional dreaming. I got stories like that coming out my ears. Reality is, when people leave the dreaming room, they leave the dreaming room, but they don't leave the dreaming room. They bring a dreaming room with them. They take it with them. That's what I'm teaching people how to do. In fact, many of them have actually rented an office that they call the dreaming room. On the door, they've got the dreaming room. They walk in, they don't have a computer there, they don't have a telephone there, they have huge whiteboards. And all they do is to go there and to dream, to imagine possibilities that they've never imagined before. That happens. What also happens is what you talked about just a minute ago, and that is their relationships. These people are intentional dreamers. They're part of a community. I meet with everybody in every dreaming room once a month. I've committed for 12 months running that we'll go into conference calls, no cost in addition to the dreaming room for that, and we'll go deep into what's happened to them since they left, and the problems, and the opportunities, and everything and anything, and something magical happens in that interaction as well. So these people are in a community.
So it's like a full year of follow-up coaching and consulting.
Absolutely.
And working, because you're only going to have on the teleconference, you're only going to have a max of 35 people on the line.
Well, no, there's going to be 35 times as many dreaming rooms as we do.
Oh, okay, you do it all at one time, okay.
Everybody, yeah,
okay.
Everybody comes to that dreaming room.
Oh, that's
everybody.
Great.
They can scream, shout, and holler. They can do whatever the hell they want. They come to that dreaming room. They're going to experience other people's breakthroughs. Breakthroughs are going to happen right then and there in that minute because I'm determined that they happen. In other words, I'm determined to turn people into intentional dreamers, and I'm not going to rest until I do, and this venture is going to transform the world. I know it. I absolutely know it. If E-Myth did, this venture is going to seed E-Myth, because E-Myth, to me, is the mechanics. Once you have the vision, once you have the passion, once you truly have a purpose that is bigger than life, then you got to learn the mechanics, and that's what E-Myth teaches. So now I've completed the puzzle. I put together the part that, in fact, brings out the passion, brings out the vision, awakens the entrepreneur big time, and then provides him or her with the ability, the tools necessary to learn absolutely how to manifest that vision in real time. And all of this is just cheap, 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 cheap. The dreaming room with me, personal attention for 2.5 days, is $3,000. So anybody who absolutely is committed to learn and to take a taste of this dreaming thing, how to create a vision, how to create a vision that is truly something that moves every part of you, that awakens every part of you, that you're passionate about doing, come to the dreaming room and you'll discover what it is. And as you discover it, you begin to understand that that's your true calling. To discover your true calling in life, to me, Larry, that's the biggest gift in the world. Nobody ever did that for me. Nobody. Nobody ever did that. I want to do that for every single person listening in. And the beauty of it is, I can.
That's amazing. It really is. Michael, you're just an amazing guy. You really are. I mean, just so. I mean, you're getting me all fired up here. I'm really excited about it. I really am. Now, let me ask you a question. Not knowing my schedule right here in front of me, you know, I want to sign up for this. Can we pick which one we want to go to after we sign up? Because you have a lot of available dates. And I know I'm not the only one that's wondering that as well.
No, absolutely you can.
Okay.
And Larry, if you don't have all the dates, I'll make certain that we get all the dates to you so you can get them up there.
Yeah, we
but
can
understand,
get that for you.
Yeah, the most important thing for anybody listening in, it has less to do with date specific. Understand, with the amount of energy and interest in the dreaming room, there are going to be a growing, growing number of dreaming rooms. I'm committed to it over the next year. So understand, get in, sign up, because there's going to be a backup. And there are going to be people who are all dreaming rooms that are going to be totally booked, and they're going to be a line waiting. I know that. Because understand, if I don't do it, it's not getting done until I complete it, and then it will be done by other people, not me.
Right.
So I'm saying boldly enough, daringly enough, saying if you want to get into a dreaming room with me, the creator of the dreaming room, You've got a limited amount of time to do it. This is the year. This is the time. This is the moment. So all you need to do is to get in touch with Larry and say, Larry, I'm in. Where do I send my money? Larry will take your money, and we'll sign you up, and then we'll pick the date.
That's great.
But you will get a date.
That's great. And that's going to be with you, Michael, which is awesome, because once the book comes out and you have this whole system in place, then, hey, you know, you're going to have other people out there teaching it then.
You got it. I'm out of there, Larry.
It's going to flood the gates then.
I'm out of there, Larry. I'm creating a whole new company, which is absolutely amazing. This is the name of it. It's called Who is Manny Espinoza?
Really?
That's the name of the company. Yep,
really?
That's the name of the company. It's a company, a recruitment and development firm, whose business it is to grow Hispanics, young Hispanics from the age of 17 to 25 into leaders. This company is going to grow these people to prepare them to be hired in entry-level positions in the restaurant industry, in the construction industry, in all industries where there are opportunities. And we are going to prepare these people to teach them skills that nobody has ever taught them. We're going to, for the first time in the history of the world, Larry, and I mean that exactly as I say it, this is revolutionary. We're going to teach street skills. We're going to teach business smarts in a way that they've never been taught before. So we prepare people in those communities to learn how to become the leaders in whatever they choose to do.
Right.
First, they're going to learn how to be master technicians. Then they're going to learn how to be master managers. And then they're going to learn how to be master entrepreneurs. We're going to invent new businesses through these people. And these people are going to grow powerfully in a way that they would never hope to in minimum wage jobs, doing it, until they wring themselves dry, and then they go on to another lousy job and wring themselves dry, always building up this belief that there's something wrong in this world, there's something that people are holding against them. What? None of that is true.
Sure.
None of it. Nobody has ever figured out the entrepreneurial opportunity in this. And who is Manny Espinoza? The company I call Manny E is on a path to invent this thing, which is going to blow people's minds. So that's another business I'm working on.
Wow, that's awesome. That is amazing. That's a great thing you're doing there, too.
Oh, I love it. I just love it.
That yeah, really is.
That's so incredible.
Michael, I want to give the listeners, again, how they can go and sign up for this, because you mentioned that it's $3,000 for an individual, but now two people, I understand, can come for only five, right?
Two people can come from $2,500
each. $2,500
each.
Two
yep,
people.
So they get a $1,000 discount for two.
Right. Okay, good. They can go to www.brainpickapro.com. You'll see a picture of Michael there near the top and have a brief description, and it'll say click here to read more, and that'll take you to a full page with all of his information, all the details about Come Dream With Me in the Dreaming Room, and some dates there. But bear in mind, these are not all the dates, okay? And after you sign up, then we'll send all the information over to you, Michael, and then they can get up with you to get the correct dates.
You got it.
Or you can get up with
them. We'll find a date for them. We'll find a date for them.
Exactly. And in addition to that, let me give a toll-free number people can call. We have a toll-free secure automated ordering line, and that number is 888-212-6567. It's toll-free, 888-212-6567. And this is just awesome. I've never heard anything like this, but it makes sense that it's something that people need. It really does.
Larry, there is nothing like it, and it is something people absolutely need. The hardest thing for people to understand, people who are listening right now, yes, but what am I going to get? What am I going to get? What am I going to get? People constantly asking that question. They're so accustomed to be sold things.
Right.
But they want to know what that thing is.
Right.
Well, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, you. What you're going to get is you. What you're going to get is the one in you who is there to create your life. That's what the entrepreneur does. The entrepreneur is the creator of great lives. That's how Bill Gates happened. That's how Sam Walton happened. happened. That's how the guys at Starbucks happened. That's how the guys at Google happened. That's how every single creator of any single thing comes about. It's the entrepreneur within who creates. I'm going to put you in touch with that person inside of you in a way you can't possibly imagine, and you're going to be loving, absolutely loving the experience of discovering your passion again. Not a passion to go to work and make money. Not that passion. A passion to create something great. Create something great. That's what you're going to get out of the dreaming room, and there's nothing more valuable than that because you own it. It's yours. It can never be taken away from you. And it's there just waiting for the opportunity. He or she is there just waiting for the opportunity to produce something profound, something you can leave as a legacy, something you can turn to people and say, I did that, I love that, and now I'm going to do something else, and then I'm going to do that, and I'm going to love that, and then I'm going to do something else. I'm going to teach you how to create your own infinite options, how to create your own business that creates new businesses that have never been created before. Anybody can do that.
Wow. Then they'll be like you. They'll be in their 70s starting all kind of new businesses.
You got it. Why would you not want to?
Really?
Why in the world would you want to stop creating?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's almost a wish to die. Why would I want to not do this? I'm sitting here in this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful home office that I have here in Petaluma, California, Sonoma County, the middle of the wine country, with these gorgeous oaks outside of my beautiful little place. I've got my saxophone by my side. I've got all my books sitting over there against the wall. Got my huge, huge whiteboard with all these extraordinary ideas coming into reality, coming into reality. I got all these pictures looking at me. I'm sitting here talking to you, and I'm expressing from my heart the power of imagination. And how everybody has it, and it's yours rightfully, because you were born on the face of this earth, and God gave you exactly what God gave me. Every single person has it. All that has to happen is you need to discover it, because what you're doing by working like a dog is covering it up. It doesn't have the room to breathe. It doesn't have the room to grow. She doesn't have the room to experience being respected and loved and cared for and appreciated. And she needs to. He needs to. That's your job. Your job is to let go, to open up. And that's what we're going to do in the dreaming room together. And I swear, I walk into every dreaming room as though it were the very last thing I'm going to do on the face of this earth. You will have my total energetic attention. And I focus every bit of my attention on every single participant in every single dreaming room. Nobody in that dreaming room will walk out unattended to. You will be heard. You will be seen. You will be touched. You will be moved. It is real. Now, if that's scary to you, understand all the better. Because that fear of being seen, of feeling more than you can deal with, that unknown world is in fact where the opportunity is. Understand, the unknown is where all of the future lives. The unknown is what entrepreneurs are in pursuit of the impossible. So what's impossible to you as we sit here today is incredibly more than possible, even probable for me. But understand, after you have learned from me what is alive in me, and I've shared it with you, something stunning will occur inside of you. I absolutely guarantee it.
Wow, that is just amazing. That is just amazing. Listen, if you're listening to this and you're not fired up by now, I'm telling you, this is awesome, Michael. This really is.
Well, thank you, Larry.
This has been great. It's been exciting. It's been a lot of fun. You've shared not only a lot of information, but I see just, and this is the most you and I have ever talked. We've talked on the phone a time or two, but this is just the, you got me fired up here, and this is great. I mean, and this is just, you know, this is just an hour and 15, 20-minute teleconference. You know, just think what it's going to be like for 2.5 days.
Well, the difference in the dreaming room is that I spend very little time talking at people.
Uh-huh.
What I do in the dreaming room is engage with people. And so I don't do a seminar in the dreaming room.
Uh-huh.
This is not 2.5 days of Michael screaming in your face.
Right.
It's not 2.5 days of Michael exhorting you to do something you're not interested in doing. This is 2.5 days, at one after the other, after the other, after the other. You're going to see miracles happen in that room. Miracles will happen in that room as people wake up, and it's like lights go on, and another light goes on, and another light goes on. And every time a light goes on in the person next to you, or the person in front of you, or the person over in the back there, every time their light goes on, guess what happens? Your light goes on, and 33 other lights go on, and all these lights are going on and on and on and on, and you've never had an experience like that before. So I turn the lights on continuously. It's not me talking at you. It's me engaging with you.
And
deeper and more truly than you've ever been engaged with before.
Wow.
We're old friends by the time we leave.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And then you have a year's worth of follow-up after that.
And yeah, and then I just scream at everybody. I got to get it out of my system sooner or later.
It's in there, right. And it's got to come out, right?
Right. I'm telling you, can't hold that sucker in.
That is great. That is great. Well, Michael, I really appreciate you sharing so much time with us tonight. I really do.
My pleasure.
I want to give the listeners the website and the phone number one more time, www.brainpickapro.com. And you can click on the link right below Michael's picture, take you to a full page where you can register right there. There's some of the dates, but there's also the website. Will you give the listeners the website where they can view some, you said a video from one of the events?
Yes, absolutely. It'll give you more information about the Dreaming Room, just sort of to give you more juice and more stuff to run on. It's called Meet, M-E-E-T, Michael Gerber, one word, meetmichaelgerber.com. And just go on there, but don't register.
Okay.
Don't register on the website.
Okay, let me give you that toll-free number as well. It's 888-212-6567, and that's a toll-free, secure, automated ordering line, and it's 888-212-6567. Michael, this has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate you taking time. I know you have a very busy schedule. Like you mentioned, you're off tomorrow, the next day, going somewhere else to an event, right?
I'm going to Vancouver and do a dreaming room there.
That's right. You're doing that one this weekend, the 7th,
yes,
through the
Friday,
9th.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You got it. And anybody wants to sign up for that, you better hurry because I think it's almost full.
Oh, that's great. That is great. That's good. Michael, I really appreciate you being on here tonight, and I appreciate everybody listening in tonight. I know you shared a lot of information with us. Not only got us fired up, but you shared a lot of good information with us. And I got to tell you, Michael, I teach a lot of real estate myself, and I'm in the real estate business and buy and sell 10 to 15 houses a month. And I have a team in my office based on your whole philosophy of being able to back away from the business. And they're in here, they're buying and selling properties every month while I'm traveling around speaking at different places and doing other things. And I just think it's awesome what you have taught me and so many other people. And it's a great feeling to be able to work on your business instead of in your business every day. And I appreciate you for that.
Well, Larry, thank you very much, and it's a delight, and congratulations on what you've built and are building, and you haven't even begun yet, Larry.
I believe
you look
that.
Like a young man. You look like a very young man.
Well, thanks. I'm 45, but I feel a lot younger. But you never know.
You're a kid, Larry. You're a kid, for God's sake. You're 45 years old. You just began. You know, Ray Kroc started McDonald's at 52.
Did he really?
He was 52 years old when he started McDonald's.
Wow.
Hear this. So understand, great things are waiting, and Larry, you haven't even begun. Your company will be 50 times larger than it is today, and you will have the ability to touch more people than you ever imagined touching. Believe me in this. But in order to do that, you know the secret. You got to free yourself from doing it, to be able to create a company that works better than any other. And that's what world-class means. Better than any other.
Absolutely. Michael, so true. That's so true. I really do appreciate all you've done for me and for everybody else out there.
My delight, Larry, and thank you for having me on.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I really do appreciate it, and thanks a lot, and I hope everybody has a great night. And, Michael, you have a great night, too. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Everybody, bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.